What do they call that kind of area with the sawgrass, Chris?
Just coastal prairie, I guess, is all I've ever heard of it called.
They drove them all the way?
80, 100 miles. And then, of course, the old trails that went to the railroad, you know, from Texas. The Chisholm Trail and these others. It's interesting. I've never done it. I've been wanting to do it. I know what it is without seeing it. I'd like to fly over it. They, Mesquite, will take your country. And it has a bean on it about, I don't know whether it's every third year or every other year that it matures, and the cattle eat those beans and get very fat on them. But the bean goes through them and is planted, makes a tree in the droppings of the cow. And they claim that you can tell the exact line of the trail by the big mesquite trees that are along the trail, and these others have been spread out, it's been widened out all along.
Is that a tree of very common around here?
Yeah, well, it has thorns on it, sort of like a bordeaux. We have another tree that's a nuisance, is a black locust. It has a thorn, sometimes called a thorn tree. It's a black locust, I believe, is the real name for it.
Do you do much fishing, Mr. Gibbs?
I never have any time. I never could catch a fish anyway. I love to hunt.
Oh, you do? What do you hunt around here?
Deer, quail, dove, squirrels.
What kind of squirrels do they have?
Both the gray and then the red, the fox squirrel and the cat squirrel, they call them.
The cat squirrel, that's
the gray one? It's a gray one, little gray one.
What other kind of little animals are there like that around here, small, you know, that live around here?
Well, in the comparatively recent times, we had an invasion of the armadillo, came from the west. And they survived here very well. And they more or less eat roots and things. They supposedly eat some ants, sort of like the anteater. And we have possum, coon, bobcats, cougars, a few cougars. And so reportedly we've got a few bear in the country, brown bear, but I've never seen one of them. And the wolves and coyotes have done us a lot of damage recently. And the naturalists and environmentalists raised hell about catching them and poisoning them and so forth. We had one pasture that we call the game preserve. We actually brought the deer back to this country, white-tailed deer. They were all killed out. And we brought them back and put them in the game preserve. It had a land in the game preserve for 15 years before we started hunting on it. And finally, we've got a few of the eastern wild turkeys that are still here that we brought from over in Florida. But they told us in that 17,000 acres that we could trap and remove 1,200 wolves and not miss them. When they get that numerous, then they no longer are a balance of nature. They're an imbalance of nature. And they, coyote crosses with the wolf, and they both cross with the dog, and that is your worst enemy of all, is a half dog, because they're not afraid of man. The wolves are.
What do you call this, and what's they're not afraid of man? Like, do they have a name?
Not that I know of.
Is that something very, very common around here?
Yes, quite common.
What kind of damage do they do?
Well, they kill your calves, they kill little deer. I think when they get too numerous, they'll kill a grown deer and grown cow. They get hungry enough. There's no doubt if they're in the right balance, they do some good in keeping on your rat population. They catch a few nutria. Nutria have become a nuisance where they're in here, too. They're like a big rat. They nutria fur, you know, and they say they're good to eat. I don't know who they are. But they've gotten very numerous.